Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX. Gas House Gang is at 12 o'clock today. It's an Ollie Marmol day. He will join the show for the first 30 minutes or so, taking questions from all of us and from you. So we hope you'll be listening to that. Well, there's been some uncertainty that's happened in the Middle East with the bombings and then the United States getting involved in a lot of people feeling like we were right on the verge of entering a conflict for ourselves, and that hasn't happened, but it could happen. You never really know. And so with all of the uncertainty, Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth, joins the show today. Dave, how are you, first of all?
Surviving the heat, doing well. How about you guys?
It's gross out there.
You know what they say, yes. Dave, hydrate or dihydrate. That's what they say.
Nobody says that but Amy.
Well, there's also something called the dreadmill machine, otherwise known as a treadmill. Yeah. So, yeah, I ran on that yesterday. Not the happiest camper, but sometimes you just have to do it.
So, Dave, when a conflict like this is happening, and we don't know what our involvement is going to be, and people can say, well, it's all calmed down now, we're fine. But there's always that possibility that it does get out of control and, you know, we have to enter into something greater. If you're investing, everybody, I guess most people are, a lot are investing. What do you do during a time like this?
Well, it's reasonable to be concerned. You know, let me take you back a couple of weeks. If you had your crystal ball and it's June 12th and somehow you were able to discern that the very next day Israel was going to pull off this audacious surprise attack on various cities in Iran and take out some nuclear facilities, kill some military generals and nuclear scientists, and you say, whoa, I'm sure oil's going to spike, and that may not be good for the stock market. Whoa, is this World War III? Oh, and let me add one more thing. A week later, the U.S. will get actively involved. We're the only country in the world that had the capability of having those bunker-busting bombs. And then when you add on that, you'd say, okay, it's not a matter did stocks go down, but how much? And yet here we are. Stocks are higher since June 12th. They're even nicely higher in the two trading days since we got involved, Monday and Tuesday, a big rally today, and oil has gone down. So it's proof of one thing that we talked about just last week. You cannot ever use geopolitics to determine how you should be invested, because it seems counterintuitive. It doesn't seem real, but think about this. Is what's happening in the Middle East as serious of a situation as it is? Does it prevent anyone from wanting to go out and buy or upgrade their iPhone? Does it keep anyone from going to Home Depot and looking at that renovation they want to do for the kitchen? Is it going to stop a family with their summer vacation to Disney World? And it's, and the answer is no. And remember, that's what stocks really look like or look at is economic conditions, particularly here in the U.S. Now, I will add one more thing. One of the main reasons the market's rallying here and oil's going up is because of this potential ceasefire. But Chris, to your point, if things do get more serious and this is not just a one and done and, hey, okay, it's over, and we get involved in something longer and deeper, the market won't like that. It's not going to crash, but the upside will be very limited.
What happened to the market, if you can recall, when the U.S. got involved in the Gulf War, like Kuwait 35 years ago?
Yeah, it actually went up again. So here's what happened. When Saddam invaded Kuwait, the market did go down, not a ton. We didn't even enter bear market territory, but there was a correction and then it stayed down there. When we invaded, the very day the market rallied. Isn't that interesting? Mm. And so there's an old axiom in the market. It's that you buy on the rumor and sell on the news. Well, the opposite is also true. You can sell on the rumor and buy on the news. And that's what happens a lot of time where you don't know what's going to go on. There's a lot of uncertainty. Wall Street hates uncertainty. Just even if it's bad news, give us the bad news and we can trade on that. So when we actually invaded, when H.W. Bush and you know our troops went in and we pushed Saddam back into Baghdad, the market said, okay, now we know. And then it ended very quickly and the market rallied the rest of that year.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director, One Private Wealth, is with us on KMOX. So because everything is so volatile around the world, and I think a lot of people are always nervous, forget about what's happening in the Middle East at the moment. But we have been for many, many months talking about the possibility of a recession happening. There hasn't been a lot of discussion about that lately. Does that mean we are in the clear on it?
No, not at all. And that's another great point. You know, there's an ongoing debate. Should the Fed be cutting rates? And for the longest time, I said, no, the economy is doing just fine. And I think as long as the unemployment rate stays low and consumers are still spending, I think the Fed should be very patient. Well, now it's time. And I think at the Fed at their next meeting is not going to lower rates. If I had a vote, I would say yes. And here's why. Typically, you look at inflation, stated inflation, depending on how you look at it, is in the upper twos. Let's call it close to 3%. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond is, it's very similar to the Fed funds rate that the Fed controls, is between 4.25 to 4.5. So keep that in mind. We're talking about roughly a 1.5% difference between what inflation is and what the Fed controls rates. Those should be a little tighter. So that gives the Fed cover to bring that down. And I'll add one more thing, and I think we've probably talked about this before. My concern about tariffs is that it could prove to be inflationary. I have since changed my mind on that. The more research that I do, the more I believe that even if, first of all, we're not going to get the most draconian tariffs, in my opinion, that Trump first unveiled on Liberation Day. I think that's over. I think he learned a lesson because the markets were crashing. Not going to go there. But if we just do, if we keep the 10% above, you will see some prices go up. But I think we're already seeing some companies eat that a little bit. And if anything, you know what the best solution to high prices is? High prices. So people say, well, I can't afford that anymore. And so you'll see discretionary prices not be raised that much. So I think the Fed would be okay to start lowering rates. I don't always agree with President Trump. I will leave it at that. But here's one of the things that I do agree with him on. I just don't call Jay Powell names.
And we've always respected you for that, Dave.
Yes, yeah, you're welcome.
I think you should give it a shot. See how it feels.
Well, you know, that would give me more hits, I think. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Dave is talking of what affects the market and what doesn't. How would the big, beautiful bill affect things?
Yeah, that's the other big thing that we're looking at here. You know, I don't know that it would actually be a game changer right away. I think that there are some positives, and that to me, the biggest thing is extending the so-called Trump tax cuts. I think that that's very, very good for the economy. But longer term, man, I cannot get away from the idea that our federal debt is now at $37 trillion and growing. And the deficit every year, we keep adding trillions. And this big, beautiful bill, if nothing really changes, it's going to continue that. There are some people who will argue, no. What this is going to do, because of the lower tax cuts are going to stay in place for a while, it's going to spur economic growth, and that we'll get more money into the coffers. I don't buy that. I believe that the way the bill is set up is we will continue to add to that debt load. I have never been one that has jumped on that bandwagon for years and decades to say, oh my goodness, this is terrible for the economy. I've said no, because based on a percentage of our GDP, this country can handle that kind of debt. We are now, unfortunately, getting closer to the point of no return. I changed my mind late last year on that once we saw that the interest that we're paying on our debt is more than what we pay entirely in our defense budget. And history, and I've read a book about this, history shows that when countries reach that level, they run into major economic issues. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But I think down the road, we're going to face some real problems in this country and how to pay our bills. And I'll just put that out there. It's probably a common theme that we'll continue to talk about for some time.
Okay, so what happens then?
Yeah.
Are we all dead?
Or what happens then, or what do we do now?
Well, so I think what you're going to see is, not to get too much into the weeds, but there's something called the bond vigilantes. The bond market is the strongest financial market in the world. And once people decide, I don't want to own U.S. treasuries anymore because your fiscal house is in such disarray, I don't trust United States of America that you're going to be able to pay the interest down the road. So I don't want to own your bonds. That'll push yields up, and then we've got some problems. Look, that doesn't mean the U.S. economy is collapsing, but it does mean little to no growth for years. It does mean a cut, and I hate to even say it, I'm glad I'm not trying to make the decisions here. There will have to be changes in Social Security. No politician wants to touch it, but that is inevitable. I will say anyone who is my age, hate to say it, 63 or over, and I would even say 55 and over, don't worry. Nobody is cutting your Social Security. You're grandfathered in. I want to make sure everybody of that age who's taking Social Security hears that, because they're so concerned that their benefits are going to be cut. That is not going to happen. Everybody else, your future benefits will likely be affected. That's coming down the road. So as long as you get that done and the dirty work is done, our economy guys can do okay. But if we refuse to address it, yeah, then we'll have a weak economy. Unemployment will rise, and we could have not the Great Depression, but like a 1970s style stagflation event.
Yeah, Dave, I know when we're talking about the deficit, you know, people can talk all they want about DOGE, but until you talk about like Social Security or people talk about Medicare and Medicaid, we can't cut our debt that we have. We can't cut the deficit. And so, but it's a really, really, you use the word dirty work. Like, that's such a great way to phrase it. This is not my proposition, but there was a political podcast and people were saying, how do we handle this? And they said a lot of younger generations have been told for years, you're not going to get Social Security. I mean, I was told it, and I'm a millennial. Yeah, yeah. So right. Would it be possible that if you do have to cut Social Security, you don't touch it for any of the older generations? Maybe you trim it down for millennials, but it really is like Gen Beta, the youngest, where we just are like, okay, guys, it's going to be way cut back or you're not going to get any. Like, isn't that the only way to cut it, is to cut it for a generation that's maybe 2 years old right now?
Yeah. And Amy, I don't even think that you have...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Have to go that far. I think what you could do is say, look, full retirement age for me to collect my full Social Security benefits is the age of 67. Okay. And that's the highest. That's even for people a little bit younger than me at 67. What you could do for your age and generation is say, okay, we're moving that up to 70. You can still take Social Security early, but it's going to be, you know, a much reduced number. For your full benefits, it's 70. That would help. But I'll tell you the biggest thing for me, you know how you pay your FICA taxes. You look at your paycheck, you paid your federal taxes, your state taxes, and oh, there's this little FICA over there. That's your Social Security. Well, it's capped. And I forget the latest number. It's about $170,000, which means somebody, some athlete making $10 million a year is only paying Social Security tax up to that $170,000. The guy who's making $170,000, every dollar that he makes, why not raise the cap? And I'm blessed to say that I'm above that number. And so I look, I'm saying I will sacrifice. I will do that. And I think a lot of other people would say, yeah, let's raise that cap. And I've crunched the numbers and I've seen white papers on that. If you raise it even to like $1 million, do you know that the Social Security gap is pretty much solved? It's unbelievable why they can't consider that. But that gets back, and I'll make this one final point here on this. I have really called out all of my fellow Americans, and I'll do the same for myself too. Look in the mirror. We all complain at our politicians. They won't do this dirty work that's required to do the hard work needed to cut down all the federal spending. Okay, great. Why don't the politicians do it? Because we vote them out of office. Why? Well, we want you to cut that guy's program. We want you to cut their Social Security, but not mine. So everyone talks a big game, but when we look in the mirror and say, but don't bother me, this has to be a collected sacrifice as Americans for the long-term viability of our economy to all say, for me, raise the FICA level, do something like that. You, the program that you're on, we're going to freeze. We're not going to cut your benefits. We're going to freeze your benefits. I'm telling you, with the right solutions, we can do this. But I think we're going to wait to the last second. That's a problem because no one wants to do it today.
Yeah, we'll wait until we absolutely have no choice.
And that's exactly what's going to happen.
This is a country, and we're not the only one like this, but we are really only concerned about the short term always. Always.
That's right.
It is about short term. Always.
That's the political landscape. Yep. And we will vote people out who so we'll tell them, hey, we need you to solve this federal debt problem. I don't want to pass all this debt on to my grandkids. All right. We're going to affect the programs that you get right now. Oh, I'm voting you out of office then. Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
Dave Simons, we appreciate the information. Let's do it again next Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Love to do it. Thanks for having me on as always, guys.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth, with us on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.